The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. The steward said to himself, what shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, how much do you owe, my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another, the steward said, and you, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I hate this gospel passage. When I was reading it, we're talking about a dishonest steward who is commended by his master for squandering his wealth, but then being prudent afterwards. It's a bear to come up with a homily for this gospel passage. So whenever I'm struggling figuring out what I'm going to say, what I'm going to preach on, I turn to my good friend YouTube and see what other people have talked about on these passages. So I got on YouTube and I typed in the unjust steward parable homily, and there was a whole list of things that came up. Most of them were from Protestant ministers, and so they were about 45 minutes to an hour long, and I was like, I don't really want to spend that much time working on this. So we went to the shorter versions that are about like 10 or 15 minutes. So lucky you, I'm not going to preach for 45 minutes or an hour today, so we'll count that as a blessing. But I was listening to these preachers as they talked about what does this passage mean to us. And every single one of them basically came up with the same answer. They're like, it's about, you know, we have the dishonest steward, and so we're called to be stewards of the resources God has given us. And even though it hasn't been much, you know, we've got to use what God has given us. And it's about caring for other people and being nice. And I was like, you know, okay, that's good. That's good. Kind of cliche, but, you know, not bad. And then as I was reflecting on this and thinking about it, I got distracted. There was a link to a video about cats on YouTube, you know, and some of the silly things that cats do. And I was like, well, I got to watch that, you know, so watch that. And then there was another link to a laughing baby, and I can't pass up a laughing baby. So I had to watch some laughing babies And then there was the Good Mythical Morning that was on there, and there was an episode about them making these sushi rolls made of spiders, and then they ate them, which was really interesting to see. And then there was a lady that was celebrating her 30th birthday, and she decided to get on YouTube and put on these 30 advices for life from the 30 years that she'd been living, which some were better than others, but that was interesting. And then I stumbled across this video. This happened a few months ago. You might have remember this in the news. There was a prison break down in Texas, but it was kind of an odd prison break. What had happened was these prisoners were behind bars, and they were watching their guard walk by, and all of a sudden, you know, he grasped his chest, and he fell to the ground. He was having a heart attack. And the prisoners were like yelling out, trying to get someone's attention to come and save this security guard, and nobody could hear them. So somehow they were able to break out of their cells. They actually broke through the bars and were pounding on the doors, and sure enough, somebody was able to come. They got the defibrillator out and was able to revive this guard. And the men were praised as heroes for breaking out of jail to save this man. And then there was another video. There was this college, they were performing these kind of psychological analysis of the homeless, of those who were impoverished. And what they would do is they would go to these individuals that were living on the streets, and they would give them, you know, a meal. Usually it was like a McDonald's meal in a brown bag, you know. And after they gave them the meal, they said, you know, we'd like to just ask you a few questions, and if you could show us, you know, where you live. You know, we're just kind of doing this study. And there was one man that they came to, and he had this huge beard, you know, and they gave him the bag, and he said, sure, you know, I'll show you the bag of McDonald's. Not splitting it with her, you know, not giving her the fries, and he kept the burger. He gave her the whole bag and just kind of shrugged, you know, and moved on. And now the whole video kind of outlined this odd but very generous act that this man did. And then there were all these videos that I came across, these motivational clips, where they had, you know, these great quotes from the movies or from poems, and they had this swelling music in the background, and all of them were about how we are called to be better than ourselves, that we are called to grow, that we're called to endure pain and suffering and sacrifice in order to be something beyond what we are right now. And this call for a better tomorrow, that there really can be hope for the future. This simple virtue of hope that tomorrow could be a better day. And I was just floored by the number of people who have seen these videos. They have the list of how many views these things have. And we're not talking millions or tens of millions, but literally hundreds of millions of people around the world have clicked on those videos, hoping to get some semblance of hope and reality that they don't get in their day-to-day life. They are yearning for something more. And you know, in that idea of hope, there's this idea that we can put our trust back in humanity again, that we really can look at our fellow human being and say, yes, as a race, as a human being, we can grow, we can become better, the future is bright. That in essence is what today's gospel, this parable about the unjust or the prudent steward, is all about. That he, in his time of need, he knows that he's losing his job, he has squandered his master's wealth, and what does he do? He doesn't place his trust in himself, he doesn't place his trust in the wealth that he could accumulate. Instead, he turns to his fellow human man. Instead, he turns to those who are his neighbors and his friends, and he says to himself, maybe, just maybe, if I show them some ounce of mercy and forgiveness and kindness, they will be changed. They will remember that. And when I am down on my luck, when I am in the gutter, when I am the one who is in need, they will be there for me. I can place my trust in humanity. Now we hear that, and in the back of our minds we're thinking, sure. You know, placing our trust in humanity sounds like a terrible idea. We turn on the news and we see all the terrible individuals that live out there. We see the horrors that are committed by our own fellow man. Horrors of murder and theft, of all these terrible things that we can imagine or even not imagine. And we are recalling to ourselves that if we place our trust in them, we are putting ourselves in harm's way, that we will be victimized. We will be taken advantage of. But yet we should place our trust in humanity anyways. Why? Why? maybe simply because God places his trust in humanity. God himself believes in us. Why else, when he created us, would he have created us in his own image and likeness, trying to instill in us divine qualities? Why else would he have sent us his only son, not as an angelic being, not as a divine being, but as a human being, as one of us, taking upon himself everything that we are, all that is good in us, showing us a way to prosperity and happiness, if only we would follow him? And he trusted that we would. He trusted that by knowing Christ, knowing that way, we would follow. You know, in the history of the Catholic Church, we have based ourselves on building up the human race. Saint Irenaeus said that the glory of God is man fully alive. In chapter 17 of Luke's Gospel, he tells us that the kingdom of God dwells in every human being, not just in one man or a group of men, but every man. Every single one of us carries in our hearts and our minds the kingdom of God. And you know what? The world is looking at us. The world is looking at each and every one of us and saying, can we place our trust in humanity? Are there people out there that truly do care for the poor, that really do give of themselves selflessly? Because every human being has dignity and deserves our respect. Are there people out there that believe this and hold that humanity can be trustworthy again, and they're looking to us? Can we assure them of that? Are we trustworthy? Are we giving? Are we respecting the dignity? Are we Christ-like in our beliefs? You know, maybe those other YouTube videos were exactly right. Maybe today's gospel really is about stewardship and being kind to one another and caring for our fellow man.